The ascension of Jesus into heaven does not mean his absence, but that he is alive among us in a new way, close to each one of us. But to enter into the glory of God demands daily fidelity to his will, even when it requires sacrifice. This was Pope Francis's own tweeted summary of his lessons on the Creed this Wednesday, which explored the phrase, "He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father."
Cari fratelli e sorelle, buongiorno.
Translating the Holy Father's words into English was Monsignor Philip Whitmore.
In our catechesis on the Creed during this year of faith, we now consider the article which deals with Christ's ascension. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. St. Luke invites us to contemplate the mystery of the ascension in the light of the Lord's entire life, and particularly his decision to ascend to Jerusalem to embrace his saving passion and death in obedience to the Father's will. Two aspects of Luke's account are significant. First, before returning to the glory of the Father, the risen Jesus blesses his disciples. Jesus thus appears as our eternal priest. True God and true man, he now forever makes intercession for us before the Father. Second, Luke tells us that the apostles returned to Jerusalem with great joy. They realize that the risen Lord, though no longer physically present, will always be with them, guiding the life of the church until he returns in glory. As we contemplate the mystery of the ascension, may we too bear joyful witness to the Lord's resurrection, his loving presence in our midst, and the triumph of his kingdom of life, holiness, and love.
Carissimi fratelli e sorelle, abbiamo questo avvocato, non abbiamo paura di andare da lui.
Noting that St. John writes in his first letter that Jesus is our advocate with the Father, in unscripted comments Pope Francis noted that Christ defends us from the pitfalls of the devil, from ourselves and from our sins, and he appealed to people not to be afraid to turn to Jesus with our fears, to ask for his blessing and mercy, because as our constant advocate in heaven, he always forgives us and defends us. And as has become tradition, Pope Francis concluded the audience with a tour of the square among the pilgrims in his open-top jeep, a tour that lasted over an hour, during which the Holy Father blessed infants and newlyweds and embraced the ill and suffering present in the square, and during which he also received a gift of a brand new papal zucchetto from a pilgrim, which he immediately put on to the crowd's delight. I'm Emma McCarthy.
Seguire il Signore con entusiasmo.